Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And Governor Hochul has just released a judge's recommendation following a review of anti-Semitism and anti-discrimination policies at CUNY. Let's get the details live now from 1010 Winds reporter Roger Stern.
Linda, the report says CUNY is not well prepared to deal with anti-Semitism, but it also said the problem is limited. Retired State Court of Appeals Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman laid out 13 recommendations. They include doing more to centralize resources for handling anti-Semitism and discrimination, redesigning the online portal for reporting these problems, and greater coordination with law enforcement. Governor Hochul calls the report comprehensive. CUNY's chancellor says they've already taken critical steps to combat hate and discrimination. Reporting live, Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Federal investigators are expanding their investigation into Mayor Adams' alleged illegal foreign campaign donations. Multiple reports say the feds have sent subpoenas to the governments of Israel, China, Qatar, South Korea, and Uzbekistan seeking information. Exactly what investigators are looking for is not yet clear. This latest probe follows grand jury subpoenas issued in July to members of the Adams administration, including the mayor himself. Questions include whether his campaign worked with the Turkish government to receive illegal donations to his 2021 mayoral campaign. Mayor Adams has denied any wrongdoing. A 37-year-old man has been arrested for randomly punching a 77-year-old woman in the face on the Upper West Side 2 weeks ago. Anthony Melendez of Brooklyn faces second-degree assault charges. This happened around 2 in the afternoon on September 13th in front of an apartment building on West 72nd Street and Columbus Avenue. The woman suffered an eye injury. U.S. News and World Report is out with its 2025 Best Colleges list. And once again, Princeton reigns supreme.
Princeton University in New Jersey, they come out again as number one. They've been number one for a number of years now. MIT did come out at number two this year, and Harvard stayed at number three. Fair little fluctuation this year in the rankings, especially the top 10.
That's Lamont Jones Jr. with U.S. News and World Report. Stanford clocked in at number four, followed by Yale at five. Columbia University just missed out on the top 10. It ranked at 13, tied with Brown University. Homeless vets on Long Island will soon have a permanent place to stay, thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Tunnel to Towers is taking an old rundown condemned motel in the town of Hempstead and turning it into a place for homeless veterans. The organization's Matt Mahoney says this is not a homeless shelter.
These are permanent residences for our veterans, deserve to live with dignity and with pride because they've served their country and their community.
The organization is working with Nassau County, which owns the property, and the project is funded by private donors, not taxpayers.
The most important part is they have a complete 360 wraparound support services that come with these dwellings. Giving them a roof is but the first step. We have to make sure that they have access to the health care, the mental health, the addiction counseling, the job training.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
An MTA worker was injured early this morning when someone pushed him up against a subway train pole. This happened on a train that was stopped at the Lexington Avenue 59th Street station around 1 a.m. Police say the attack was random and the suspect has been arrested and is facing assault charges. The 34-year-old worker suffered a shoulder and elbow injury. New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda is being accused of improperly seizing cash from unlicensed pot shops during those recent raids. The City Council's Finance Committee Chair Justin Brannon tells 1010 Winds that investigators haven't gotten much help so far from the sheriff's office.
Once the state actually gave us the authority to shut down these shops, they've done a great job with shutting them down. But now we're looking into the mechanics of what happens at these investigations or these raids and what happens to the money that's seized, what happens to the products that are seized. And we really didn't get a lot of answers.
Sheriff Miranda is also being accused of taking donations from the National Latinos Officers Association in exchange for ignoring certain law enforcement issues. So far, there's been no comment from Miranda or the sheriff's office. Nassau County Congressman Anthony D'Esposito is being investigated for potential ethics violations for giving a woman he was having an affair with a job.
It's easy to find Congressman Anthony D'Esposito political signs on the lawns here in East Rockaway as the 42-year-old is running for another term in office. This man is a supporter.
He's a great guy. That's wonderful for the state of New York.
The New York Times reports that D'Esposito employed the woman he was having an affair with and his fiancée's daughter in his district office. The Times reports it could be an ethics violation. This voter just shrugged his shoulders.
He's got to do what he's got to do. I mean, if he's doing the job right, it's just like Clinton.
The congressman says his personal life has not interfered with his ability to deliver results, and he says he has upheld the highest ethical standards. The Republican is running against Democrat Laura Gillen. She said these are very serious allegations. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in East Rockaway, Long Island.
Sean Diddy Combs has been moved to a different jail cell. NBC News reports that Combs was moved to a section where convicted cryptocurrency fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried is being held. That area of the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn is reserved for detainees who require special protection. Combs was jailed last week on federal sex trafficking charges. He has pleaded not guilty.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.